Amish Watson reporting for KCCU. Today's movies pack action and noise into their production. They're quite a bit different from the days of silent film. It's not a surprise that the public demand for silent film is a little quiet these days. However, when a historical film appears by accident after being lost for over 80 years, the public becomes interested. The Daughter of Dawn was filmed in the Wichita Mountains with a cast of 300 Comanche and Kiowa American Indians. In 1920, a Hollywood director came to the region to film a historic legend about a chief's daughter and the men who fall for her. After completing the movie, it was shown in Los Angeles. Shortly after that viewing, the film was somehow lost. 10 years ago, the Oklahoma Historical Society received a call from a private investigator who had received the original reels of The Daughter of Dawn as payment. The Oklahoma Historical Society worked out a deal and began restoring it immediately. Executive Director of OHS, Dr. Bob Blackburn, says this find has great historical significance.
So this is a snapshot of the way that Kiowas and Comanches might have lived as early as the 1850s and 60s, if not before. The way they would ride horses, the way they would gather their teepees. We're really seeing a bit of American history here on the silver screen.
Another historically significant aspect of the film is that its production was considered criminal in 1920.
If you see the buckskins and the eagle feathers and the headdresses, they brought this stuff out violating the law because the federal government did not want them gathering. They did not want them being Indians by dancing and singing. And in fact, there's one note from a field matron who says, "Send my Indians back home because they're out on the refuge making pictures."
The trio of Cameron University, the Oklahoma Historical Society, and the Oklahoma Museum of Popular Culture sponsored one of the first showings of the film since the restoration at the CU Theater on October 11th. However, the crowd was more than they could handle. At least 30 minutes before the start, the theater was full and a long line waiting anxiously for seats. The crowd resiliently requested a second showing immediately after, and their request was granted. Blackburn says part of the reason so many came was because many of the Comanche and Kiowa tribes had relatives in the film.
This may have been the first time that a lot of these people have seen their ancestors move, like having home movies, which of course did not exist at the time.
At the showing, commentary was provided by Dr. Blackburn and guests. Speaking from the Kiowa perspective, Vanessa Jennings added insights unique to the American Indian culture of that era. Jennings has received a National Heritage Award from the National Endowment for the Arts and is an expert in Kiowa history. She says this film allows viewers to see things that nobody has seen before.
You cannot find a man who can ride a horse bareback. Some of the horses, they had a single rope tied around the bottom jaw and a single rope that led here. That's that old way of riding. Now everybody uses bridles, even to see a couple riding double. You know, that's something that's gone.
The film has already received widespread attention. Dr. Blackburn says the significance of the film, along with the research and restoration efforts, might put the Historical Society in the running for international grants. Plans for the film are definite and extensive. The Historical Society is already working on a documentary about the film, which will include commentary and extra features. Blackburn says eventually, the film will be available for sale.
We will share this with the rest of the world, but we want to make sure we don't lose any opportunity. We research, we come up with stories, and then we share. We're not quite ready to share, but we will soon.
Blackburn says the Oklahoma Historical Society will update their website frequently with information about the film and its progress at okhistory.org. Reporting for KCCU News, I'm Mitch Watson.